All right, welcome back to another episode of Girls with Fun. How's
Hey,
it going?
good, hanging in there. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Another week.
Yeah.
So, what should we start off with?
I guess like the burning question or burning topic on everyone's mind is the Las Vegas ticketing situation. Let me ask you, how was your ticketing experience?
Well, we ticketed together. It did. Okay. How do I put this? Okay, so before, like, on the last episode, I was doing a lot of back and forth, like, do I really want to go to the show? It's, like, super expensive. It's, like, poor timing. And I was very specific about what tickets I wanted if I was going to go, right? Like, that was me pretty much trying to restrict myself. Like, you don't need to go to this show. You just saw them. It's expensive as hell. Like, let's try and save money and, like, be serious about goals for once. But I was like, if I happen to get tickets on the floor or in the 100s, like, really close to the front. I mean, so I was in the 100s last time, but if I was, like, really close to the front this time to see them when they go around in the carts, I was like, then I will go to the show. Like, I'll feel like, okay, this is, like, really good seats. I shouldn't pass this up. I also didn't want to pass up on the opportunity of possibly getting Barricade if so happened. Like, I received a miracle. Like, so, yeah. Well, anyway, that did not happen. So, to sum it up, that did not happen. I did not get tickets. I could have, but I chose not to buy any because I didn't meet the criteria I had set for myself.
Yeah, I feel like I had a unique experience this time around compared to the experiences that I've had in the past. Well, so first of all, for LA, I kept getting booted off and, like, experiencing all those Ticketmaster errors. And for some reason, this time, it went, like, so smoothly for me. And from what I'm seeing on Twitter, that's not the case for a lot of people. Like, a lot of people were still experiencing getting booted or getting some kind of error message or whatever. So I honestly don't know, like, what I did that was different this time, if it really is just, like, random luck of the draw. Because I had, like, 2,000 plus people in front of me when I entered the queue, right? But I still got like 100 level seats for 3 of the 4 shows. And I could have probably gotten them for 4 of the 4 shows if I had remembered in the heat of the moment. I just like blanked out that there was like a 4-ticket cap. So for the 3rd show, I bought 2 tickets, right? I ticketed like, and I was also wavering, I think, in the last episode, but, I knew that I might not be able to go even if I got the tickets, but similar to you, I felt like I couldn't pass up the chance to at least try. But it was crazy. It was like moving really quick. So you got into one, you pick something, you go. You get into the next one, you pick something, you go. You get into the 3rd one, you pick something and go. And so I didn't have amazing luck. Like, I'm still waiting on the gold soundcheck thing to come back, as I think we talked about before, right? Villain origin story and all that. But I did have good luck in securing tickets. So I really have no insight or understanding of like why sometimes it goes well and why sometimes it's like an absolute mess.
Yeah. I was like far behind you in the queue. Like there were so many people in front of me. So you were like hopping to like the next shows where I was like still like trying to get into like one. It was bad. So when that started happening, I was like, yeah, I can't. I'm out. Like This is not working well for me. So it's like
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was gonna say, like, it really has to be like luck of the draw. You know, we're always seeing those people that, like, I got barricaded to like all four shows, and you're like, how in the heck do you do that? Other than like friends helping you, it has to be similar to your situation, but you just get even more lucky where you're just like at the front of the line. You got all the tabs open, one for each show. You're like almost first in line for most of them. And you just get in and get them. I've never seen anything like that. Watching you take it was absolutely insane. So I definitely can see how it works, but yeah, definitely luck of the draw.
I was going to say, like, especially since we were on the phone with each other and like ticketing together, we literally joined the queue at the same time. Like, we were, you know, experiencing the waiting at the same time. And then it says like when the waiting room ends and you join the queue, it's just like random luck of the draw. And it really must be because we were like in at the same time. We both had like the same strategy and all of that. So
exactly.
I really don't know. There was a part of me that was hoping that like I could go and like experience the show because I know how fun and special it is. And we were talking about that. And so I'm disappointed that I can't make it this time. But it is like much less financially. So I'm really counting on some East Coast shows now. And good vibes for soundcheck, please. I'm on soundcheck once in my life.
Same. I want soundcheck and I actually go to the show. Because we did have soundcheck technically.
But I mean, okay, yeah. Let's be specific here. In case the universe really is listening. Like, yes.
Yeah.
Soundcheck that comes to pass. Yeah. Like, and I am physically present.
Yeah, I'm like, let me get real specific with my prayers to God. Like, God, I need soundcheck and the show doesn't get canceled for whatever reason. Like, yeah. I need to, like, go to the show. Like, please. They posted a video on Twitter of, like, the live play. Mm-hmm. And they made that announcement. And then I got a text for that as well, which I thought the live play had went on sale at the same time.
Yeah, so did I.
As the other one. The other shows, but I guess not. So the live play is coming. I think that's tomorrow, so this episode won't be out until after that. But I mean, I think it's cool that they're still doing the live play for people who can't make it in person. But yeah, I'm not gonna even think about the live play. This time it's not, if I'm not going to the show, it's like, this, it's really not worth like flying out there for that. But that's just me.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I guess the craziest thing to me, and I was both surprised and not surprised. Well, I wasn't surprised, but just like a reminder of BTS's impact is that they sold out all four shows in the ARMY presale. Like, it didn't even go to the Ticketmaster verified presale, as people all know. And like, I guess I know how big they are, but to show out, like, to show out, to sell out, like, a full-size stadium four nights, two weekends in a row, right? If I hear anyone say anything about their impact, I'll be like, excuse me? Like, I mean, people are going to say whatever. We know this by now, but it just blows my mind.
Yeah, no, you said it right. They did show out, like... Like, stunted on you. Oh, sorry.
Like, no, literally.
Come on. Do not play with them. Like, who is seeing BTS right now? No one. You're not in their lane. I'm sorry. On a pre-sale. That's nuts. That was like hours, right? It was only like, it started at what, 6?
Yeah.
And it was like out by like 9 or something like that.
And I will say the experience itself was felt much slower this time, right? I feel like Ticketmaster for some reason was moving slower, right? So the fact that like people were still like, how long did we wait in the queue? like at least an hour 45, right? So like yeah. it pretty much sold out like once people were getting in there and getting through the system.
Yeah. That was something that was different than the last time. It felt like it was a bloodbath.
Yeah.
Trying to get tickets. I don't even know how I got the tickets I got last time. But this time it was like really slow. Really, really slow. At least for me. I'm sure for other people who got in like first, it was like quick, but it was really slow. But yeah, I mean, like you said, there were still like 100 level seats. Like there were still good seats when you got, not saying there's any bad seats, right? But
yeah,
I mean, there was like still like first tier seats when even I got in there and I was like far behind you. So that was pretty good, I guess. So I guess the experience was a bit better. However, I'm not going to let Ticketmaster slide. I'm still coming for that ass because afterwards, this weekend, tickets went on sale, like resale.
Mm-hmm.
Not from armies, though. Like these tickets just pop up out of nowhere and they're like thousands of dollars spread across the stadium. So I'm like, all right, y'all said that all tickets were available. Where do these tickets come from?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because I actually have to sell mine, and I started to do so today. As I said, I couldn't go. And like when I first checked, you couldn't transfer them. And like later today, you could transfer them. So I know there's like a lag, right? So how is it that these tickets are even for sale for transfer? Like what was the time lag on those? Very suspicious if you ask me.
Exactly. And if you were just able to see that today, like I think I saw that like 2 or 3 days ago and everyone was asking like, can you like armies that have tickets, can you even like sell or transfer your tickets right now? And everyone was like, no. So like, where are those tickets coming from?
Yeah.
So were people who have like memberships to that stadium or whatever, were they able to also buy tickets? So that's where it's coming from? Or was Ticketmaster truly holding tickets back? Like they said, I don't know. That's sketchy to me.
Even the emails were kind of sketchy because like when it sold out, I got an email like this concert, because I registered also, obviously I got tickets during the membership sale, but for the Ticketmaster general pre-sale or whatever it's called. And they were like, yeah, this show sold out. Should more tickets become available, we'll notify you. And I'm like, these two statements are like intrinsically opposite. And then people are like, well, maybe the stage will look different. Or maybe like, I think on the Ticketmaster website, it said like, oh, like VIP tickets could be released. Like you're telling me you're putting your VIPs in the 400s or something, like seems a little questionable to me, but I don't know.
I'm just so over the, like, price gouging. Tickets should not be, like, $16,000. I don't care if you're sitting in the first row.
For $16K, no, I can't even say what I want to say on the pod. Like, just fill in my sentence. Like, what should be included for $16K? Like, are you kidding me? Wild.
That is just absolutely insane.
And, like, I am selling mine at face value, like, what I paid for plus, like, all the Ticketmaster fees, right? But, like, I looked today and there were tickets in the 400s, right? I had all 100-level tickets in the 400 section going for, like, more than what I got mine for. And I was, like, I don't know. As an army, I was talking to my local friends yesterday and they were like, you should mark them up. And the one guy was like, make the most money you can. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. Like, I could never show my face in the fandom again. Like, and yeah. I just, like, who is doing it? I have a hard time believing. Maybe there's some army that feel differently and like, okay, do what you need to do. But I have a hard time believing that it's army like jacking up the price so high and then trying to sell them.
Probably not for like, probably not for like thousands, but there's probably some people who are like, oh man, I can't go. Or who are going, but they got tickets in other sections on other dates or whatever. And they're like doing it to like help them pay their way to get there or something, which I think is pretty sick. Yeah. selling your tickets for more than what they're actually worth is just not right. Especially as a fan. Like, how do you...
Exactly.
How do you feel good, like, morally doing something like that? I don't know. I'll never understand it.
Yeah. No, I don't understand it either. I wouldn't want someone to do it to me in reverse. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So... I guess soul ticketing happened too in the past week. Given that we are American Army, as everyone likely knows by now, we've been more preoccupied with that. But I think that I saw there were only 15,000 tickets available per day.
Yep.
For the soul shows. And granted, I haven't been on Twitter as much, but did you hear anything about how that went? Because I imagine that was like a bloodbath.
No, not like I didn't see anything from like Army personally on Twitter. I did watch like half of the V Live that Jin, J-Hope, JK, and Tae did. Mm-hmm. Jin said he saw a comment of somebody saying that they were like 300,000 in line behind somebody.
Oh my gosh.
I would have wanted a D word. No freaking way. How do you even get tickets when you're that far behind? Wow. And there's only, what, are they only doing four shows or three shows? And it's only 15K yeah. seats per day? No. I would have cried.
I feel like combined, that's like one day. Like capacity-wise, that's one day of Vegas, right? I can't even imagine. That's nuts.
It's going to be really interesting to see them play these shows and have such a small population. Like, I mean, it's... population. A small amount of people in the arena.
Yeah.
Or stadium, whatever it is, watching them. Because it's been so long since they've played small shows, which sounds wild to say, but, like, I mean, it's true. They've been, like, doing stadiums for the past 2 years. 2-3 years? Dang.
Well, when was City Field? 2018? 2019?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm thinking consistently.
Yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
But yeah. Like, they've been doing stadiums. So, it'll be interesting to see how they do the layout. For the soul shows. And to see what it's going to be like for the fans when they can't scream. I didn't know they can't even stand up. Like, they can't even stand. They have to be seated and clap. That's it.
Yeah, I will say that's, like, inconceivable for us from our perspective. But so far, I feel like we focused on, like, the negatives of, like, what that would be. But it would feel, like, probably a lot more intimate in a way to see BTS with only 15,000 other people, right? Because when are you going to ever get a chance to be at a show that small again, to your point? Like, they play huge shows, right?
Yeah.
If you want to make eye contact with Yoongi or whoever, like, insert your fave member here, like, that's probably your chance to do so.
Well, no. Like, not if you're not, like... if you're sure, if everyone's crowded into like the front, but if you're spaced out across that entire arena, 15K spaced out, the entire stadium, you're not looking at Yoongi. You're in the 400s, so you're in the 500s. Like, when, like, if this was another show and you were all like pushed to the front, yeah, maybe you are looking at one of them in the eyes, but like, not with like possible COVID spacing.
Yeah, fair
enough. I just didn't know they couldn't even stand. Like, hearing them say that in the V Live the other day, I was like, what? Like, they can't even stand up? But yeah.
I saw a meme, and it was in relation to, like, restaurants in the U.S., and the U.S. is changing every day, but it was, like, standing, mask on, sitting, mask off, and the point was, like, what difference does it make? Like, I'm not a scientist, right? So I don't want to, like, pretend to know, but it does seem like, okay, if people are spaced out and they're using clappers and not shouting, why couldn't you stand? Unless it's just, like, crowd control and not actually, like, viral load reduction. I don't know.
I guess the thought is, like, if you stand, you'd be inclined to, like, dance or jump, which would encourage you to, like, scream or, like, spray more of the virus or something. I guess.
Why does that sound so gross? Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be happy no matter what, especially if you somehow got into the show. Oh my God. If you somehow got into the show and there was only 15K yeah. seats, I don't care if I can't stand or make noise. Like, I'm going to be waving my little army bomb like crazy and using my little clappers like a maniac. Like, yeah.
Oh my goodness. And it does seem like the guys are so, 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 so excited to do a show in Korea. Like, the countdown photos, the, like, number of V-Lives we've been having recently.
Yeah. It's been a while. I'm sure they really enjoy doing shows in their home country. And they get, like, the best of both worlds, I guess. Like, they can do a show in their own country, and then they can, like, come here where it's, like, the Wild Wild West, and then, you know, fans can do whatever they want. So they'll see us screaming our heads off in Las Vegas.
I thought you were going to say best of both worlds, like, put on a show and then go home to your own bed rather than, like,
oh, well,
schlep to a hotel or something, but that's just me. There's, like, a place in Pittsburgh that does these Embed by 10 dance parties, and they, like, start really early and go, like, 6 to 9, and then the idea is you can, like, go home and sleep. So my introvert side is for sure showing, but anyway. Yeah, you're right, though. They get to have both. They get to do a show in their home country, see fans they haven't seen since 2019, and then get that more, like, lit experience here.
Yeah.
You mentioned the V-Lives a bit. Did you want to talk about that, or did you have anything else to say on the concerts?
Not really. I'm excited for the movies next weekend. Oh my God, the concerts are next weekend. Yeah. So, well, I guess not starting on the weekend. Starting on what, Thursday? Is that Friday morning for us? Yeah, wow, that came up really quick. So yeah, I'll be going to the theater. I think I got the 4:30 show with a friend, so I'm looking forward to that. Really looking forward to seeing how ARMY behave. It's going to be fun, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I remember us talking about the Tampa show and the fever dream that was. So you'll have to do, like, a compare and contrast or something next time we're here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll give the updates, definitely.
I did get a ticket as well, so I'm excited.
Oh, you did?
Even though I'm traveling. Yeah, I was like, hey, friend, I got a dip for a couple hours. I'll see you at night. So, priorities.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Are you going to, like a regular, like, AMC, or is it, like, a smaller theater?
I think it's, like, a regular chain one.
Okay.
I don't remember, but, yeah.
Okay.
That's one... I just, like, looked at a map and was like, which one is closest to my friend's house?
This one I'm going to, I've never heard of. Like, I don't think it's, like, a chain. I don't think it's, like, a huge... Mm. theater, so like this will be possibly more intimate, also possibly more scary, but we'll see.
Scary because of spacing, or like scary in what way?
Spacing. You know, at the Tampa show it was like crazy, but a lot of the crazy was happening like down in like the very front. So now, like, the proximity to, like, possible craziness is, like, really small.
Gotcha. So, I got you.
So, now I'm like, how is this going to go? Only time will tell.
I'm so excited. Excited to hear your tales.
I was trying to find an outfit for this thing. I bought that like boy with love shirt thinking I would wear it. I took that promptly back to Nordstrom's, like, no. Then I was thinking, like, how about I just wear the permission to dance shirt that I spent like $50 on from a freaking concert that I went to in LA.
That's kind of a big flex. I like that idea.
Haven't even worn it yet. Like, why am I doing all this? I gotta go buy an outfit. Like, no, I don't. This is like, like, it's just a movie. Like,
literally the chokehold BTS has on our wallets. It makes no sense. It really doesn't. Like, every time we go, I'm like, oh, I gotta get my brows done and my nails and, like, mani-pedi and, like, whatever. Get my hair done. Like, what? Tay is gonna notice my fingernails from 1,000 feet away or more. I mean, like, I think it's just, like, the hype atmosphere, right? Like, something to look forward to. But, like, why do I feel like, oh, I have to, like, not one brow hair out of place, lest Namjoon notice? Like,
exactly.
What is that?
I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have to do my hair like this. I'm gonna have to, ooh, I bought these. I literally bought shoes for this. Only for it to be like, still like 30 degrees next weekend. Like the temperature was rising and now it was like, yeet. Like it might snow on Wednesday. So like, rip. The shoes I bought were like pointless. I literally can't even wear them this weekend. So like, what was the point? What am I doing? Like, just go to the movie, Kalea. You don't have to do all this.
Like, literally, though. We'll be sitting there in the dark, but I'm like, ooh, what should I take? Like, should I bring my army bomb? Like, what should I... The answer is yes to the army bomb, but, like, I'm going solo and sitting in the dark. I don't need, like, a whole orchestrated plan. Like, I almost made a hair appointment and was like, no. Stop yourself.
Ugh. Insane.
Yeah.
The V Lives. So I didn't watch Yoongi's. I did see like some clips on Twitter, but I didn't watch it. But I did watch the first 20 minutes of the V Live with Jin, J-Hope, Tae, and JK. Which was like chaos as expected. I just want to say that I'm going to curse. Jin is fine as hell. What the hell is going on? Like, the long hair. I'm sorry.
The next person to take like scissors to his hair is going to have some really bad karma.
Someone, I guess, asked in the comments, how long are you going to grow your hair? And Jin was like, until it, like, reaches the floor, like, obviously joking. And J-Hope was like, please don't do that. And I wanted to be like, sir, don't stop my guy's bag. Like, like, not saying he has to grow to the floor, but, like, let's keep it coming. Like, I'm here. I don't know if Jin saw some of the, like, long hair edits and he was, like, feeling it.
I was gonna say.
like, no, keep growing it. And also, you grow your hair out, Hobie. Dang. Like, have you not seen the edits of you? Do you know the power you would have? Like, it would be out of control. Please. Oh, my goodness. I just want long-haired Bangtan so bad.
Imagine, like... Hobie's, like, drippiest fits with long hair.
I can see it right now in my head.
I know. I know.
The, like, baggy clothes and the long hair.
Is this a Hobie appreciation episode? Like, every episode is a Hobie appreciation.
No, this is specifically a long-haired Bangtan episode. Like, Jimin also is, like, growing his hair out. I'm like, yes. Yes, mm-hmm. Yoongi's growing his hair out. He has yet to cut it. Like, it's... Come on. Like, come on. Like... Are you picking up what I'm putting down? Like, we are so close. Please do not remove it. I also was having a moment because Jin was, like, wearing, what is that Murakami flower?
Oh, yeah.
On his shirt, and I always associate that with Hobie, and Hobie was sitting right next to him, and it just felt, like, weird. Like,
no one else can like Murakami.
No, just like, I don't know. It was like I was seeing double, but I wasn't. I don't know how to explain it. Like, this symbol that represents one person is like on another person. And that like, I don't know. It was tripping me up. I don't know how to explain it.
They've been like super affectionate lately. Like, I feel like every time they post, they're calling each other like Juan or like Jue Hope or whatever. So,
yes.
They have some kind of like repartee or something, if that's the word, repartee. French is the worst. My French is the worst, not French in general. But yeah, just going back and forth. So who knows?
Do they ever go get a drink together?
I cannot tell you that. I do not know.
Just wondering if there was any follow up to that.
I also have to say, this is unrelated, but speaking of, like, follow-up and dates, because I was just thinking, like, if anyone would know, like, what date that, like, Jin and J-Hope allegedly, like, went out drinking together, it would be you. So this is a Kalea appreciation shout-out, where, like, I bought this, like, watercolor painting. We didn't talk about this, right?
I don't think so.
I want to hype you up a little bit. Yeah. Okay. So I bought like some watercolor paintings of the members. And I bought them for like our friend group birthday situation, because we have a couple of friends that all have birthdays like right around each other. And so I bought myself one, and it's Yoongi. And when I bought this painting, I was, like, looking for what date it was for literally, like, a week. And I couldn't find it. It was, like, so embarrassing in retrospect. And then, like, I was, like, Kalea texted me that she got her paintings. And I was, like, oh, yeah, I got one for myself. And I was, like, but I don't know what day it is. And you were immediately, like, literally within under 2 minutes, you were, like, December 11th, 2015. I was like, there's no way. I spent so long. Like, she has to just be like, how? I mean, I knew you were right because you've done it before, but like, that is your superpower. Like, Kalea's superpower is you could like send her a random image of Bangtan and she'll be like, June 2nd, 2016, April 30th, 2017. And I'm just like, how? And so, like, anyway, I was just thinking about this because you were like, did they get a drink? And I'm like, I don't know, did they? Like, I feel like, like, 3 weeks ago, on October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. Like, it's October 3rd. Like, I have no idea. But you might know. It's so impressive. It's insane.
Like, don't gas me too much, because now people are, like, going to be sending stuff on, like, the pod, Twit, or, like, Instagram, be like, guess what day this is? Like,
and I guarantee you will know. Like, I don't have an ounce of doubt.
But it's not like, I don't know, like, the specific date off the bat, right? But I can, like, guess possibly what time of the year it was based off of, like, their hair color or, like, an outfit or something like that. So it's not super specific. Like, I was able to, like, pretty much do some, like, hardcore Googling and, like, find it. Actually, that was, like, all thanks to Tumblr. Like, shout out to Tumblr. And everyone would, like, put in the tags, like, what the date was. What an era. When we have our Tumblr episode. When? Anyway.
I'm so excited. I'm gonna do it soon. No, but, like, seriously. I mean, even enough that you would be like, oh, that was, like, December, end of year 2015. Like, that's still impressive. I'd be like, it was run era, and then someone would be like, and I'd be like, that's it, that's all you get. I don't know anything else.
The problem is that this is the stuff my brain retains. Like, don't ask me what I'm doing at work, like, because I don't remember. But I do remember what what Yoongi was wearing on December 11th in 2015. Like, what?
It's such a superpower, though. Like, I'm so...
I wish I could remember Mandarin like that. I remember BTS dates. Like, come on. I've been struggling with that language for like 5-6 years. So bad.
Anyway, sorry, we were talking about the V Live, but I had to hype you up for a minute because I was like, too impressive. Can't let this go.
I'm trying to remember what else. You mentioned today in like our group chat about like your bias line and like all of them like having surgery at some point.
Oh, okay. And, yeah, we could talk about this.
And the V Live. One of them also made that same comment, like, haven't they all had like appendicitis? And one of them was like, Namjoon has it. And Jin was like, isn't he gonna get it soon? I was like, why would you say what that? They were like, why would you say that about him? It's like, what's wrong with Jin?
That's super ominous, and please do not invite that.
Exactly. I don't want him to get appendicitis. Like, what the heck? Why would you say
oh
that?
Oh my goodness.
Jin is just like pure chaos.
So, to give some quick context, I won't go into the full details, but just so people aren't like, why the F is Julie thinking about that? Which, like, fair. Wouldn't be the weirdest thing I've thought about, but I found out literally today when we're recording, so today's March 7th, I found out today that I'll have to have surgery at the end of the month, and I knew there was, like, some health issues going on, which is why I was, like, pretty sure I couldn't go to Vegas, but on the off chance the surgery was after the shows, I was like, let me just try anyway. But then I was like, so today I got the date of my actual surgery, and it's gonna be, like, fairly invasive, and I'll be, like, down for the count for a while, but I was, like, sitting here watching BTS music videos for, like, emotional support when I got home, and I was like, wait a second, like, Namjoon had surgery to correct his, like, sleep apnea CPAP thing, and then I was, like, watching Taejita, and I was like, oh yeah, Yoongi's shoulder, and then I was like, wait, I was watching On, and I was like, Jimin had appendicitis, and I'm like, is my bias line the surgery line? Like, have other members of Bangtan, like, gotten, I know they've gotten like injured at various points and had to sit it out, but they haven't had like surgeries that we're like publicly aware of, right?
Yeah, I think it is those three.
Insane. Well, I was feeling like vaguely motivated, like, yeah, just like my biases. So, I mean, if that's a coping mechanism, then so be it. But anyway, that's why it came up. But it's funny that Jin mentioned it. I didn't watch it. I was reading through like translations that were going, but like it seemed like some of the translators I was looking at were struggling because it was like so many people talking at the same time. Just trying to figure out who's saying what when was like a struggle. At least in live time, I should say.
It was a lot in like the 20 minutes that I watched. Like, it was a lot. I'm trying to think what else they were talking about. I feel like I touched on earlier about like the concerts and stuff. Yeah, I don't remember. A lot of it was like really weight centered. And I was like, I don't want to discuss this. I don't even like thinking about this.
Oh no. Not again.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh no. You can go.
I saw one that was someone was like, Yoongi, marry me. And they were like, Yoongi isn't even here right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, the proposals just keep on rolling in.
That was pretty funny. Jacob was like, ARMY must be saying whatever they're thinking right now. I'm like, don't they? They usually do. Like,
yeah.
Just no filter in those chats.
I also saw someone say, like, oh, it's hard to communicate. Because it's just, like, purple hearts streaming in. And I'm like, why are you acting surprised about this, though? Like, isn't it always just, like, blocks of hearts? Like,
exactly.
Please.
Sometimes people are in there just saying the wildest stuff. I'm like, report, report.
My number one pet peeve is still, please speak English. I'm
Hate that.
We're fighting today.
Hate that. Like, they're going to translate it by the next day. I promise you. Just wait.
I'm just confused. Like, everyone hates that. Like, I feel like objectively in the fandom, everyone's like, do not ask them to speak English. So how are we still here? Like, how do we never progress beyond it? Like, it's just so comical to me.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yoongi also did a V Live.
Yes.
And it was like last week, but I think we had already, I think it was literally March 1st, right? Because everyone was like kicking off mid-March. He said he'll come back for his birthday, so we'll probably have another one soon. But he was like basically fanboying over JK for a lot of the V Live, I think. And the thing that blew my mind is supposedly JK recorded Stay Alive in one take.
One take.
Yeah. He was like, they just took his like first try recording.
What?
I mean, now I'm like doubting myself. Like, let's definitely like double check and fact check this. But like, I was like, what?
No, not, I'm not like second guessing you. I'm just like, how? Like, how is he that good? That's crazy. One take?
You don't have, like, one little tickle or, like, a one note you want to change. Like, you're like, okay, that was perfect, like, anyway.
Nothing cracks. Man just wakes up and eats CDs, like, three meals a day. Like, what? How are you that much of, like, a vocal monster? Like, what?
That should have been his stage name. Oh my god, you could have had Rap Monster and Vocal Monster. Imagine the video.
Oh my god. Wow. I mean, that is a like great song. It's gonna make me hear it differently now. Thinking this guy did it in one take. What? He's nuts. Oh, wow. I also saw a clip of him being Yoongi talking about like the ticket buying process. I think somebody was like, if I don't get a ticket, I'll like D word or something like that. And Yoongi was like, let's like calm down or whatever, like, he said something on the lines of, like, you can, like, get tickets, but, like, let's be, like, calm about it. And honestly,
let's get tickets in a relaxed way.
I just want all of them to separately try and get tickets to any concert. But especially via Ticketmaster. Like, it is the worst experience. The absolute worst. Like, I don't think they understand.
Someone sent me a video. I think it was from Run when they were playing video games, but they had edited it to be like them getting booted off of Ticketmaster, like them going through the ticketing process. And it looked so real. So, so, so real. I was cracking up. But like, I would pay money to have it be like a Run episode where BTS is ticketing on Ticketmaster. And they're just, like, encountering errors. Like, one of seven of them gets through, you know.
Exactly.
Maybe two if it's a good day.
Exactly. I feel like I remember one of them doing it, like, way before. Like, maybe for the Red Bullet tour.
Mm.
I don't know if I just, like, imagined that. Or if that was some other artist. I swear it was them. But yeah, we need like an updated version because I'm pretty sure it's even more insane.
Someone also like commented and Yoongi read it out loud, and they were like, lucky that you get to go to the BTS concert. And he was like, yeah, we get to go to all of them. And I mean, that wasn't the energy he had, but I was like, oh, okay. Like, all right, we know. Min genius, Midas touch, got it. You get to see each other every day. It's no big deal to you, but for the rest of us peasants out here, it's special.
Exactly.
He also said that Holly sleeps next to him every night, and you raised an interesting point. Like, is Holly his dog? Is Holly, like, his brother's dog? Do they live together? Like, I have to imagine either they live together or, like, someone else actively takes care of Holly, because how, like, when you go on tour, like, I don't know. What's the logistics of that?
Well, yeah, like, what does Tae do with Yuntan?
Yeah. When you're gone for 18 hours a day because you're practicing in the break rooms, like, is your dog, like, someone is letting your dog out.
Yeah. What's Jungkook been doing with Bum for, like, I don't know. I don't think he's had him that long, but they did go on tour in, like, L.A. He was there, so I don't know. Yeah, like, what do they do with the pets when they're doing shows? Somebody must be coming and, like, taking care of the dogs for them. Or, like, their parents are there, like, siblings or something.
I have to assume it's, like, someone really close to them, or maybe, like, permanent staff or assistant, because I know that there's apps like WAG or Rover or whatever here in the U.S., but if you're Bongtan, you're not just, like, letting random people into your house like, walk your dog. And also, like, how would Bomb's existence have not been leaked if it was someone who's like, I walk JK's dog, and yes, JK has a dog, like... Again, maybe Korea's better about, like, secrecy things. I don't know. But in the U.S., like, it would definitely be known.
Sometimes I'm like, they know stuff before we do. And I'm just wondering if it's because of, like, a language barrier that we don't see it. Or, like, they operate on other, like, other social media sites that are, like, specific to Korea. So, like, we don't see the, like, chatter or, like, gossip and stuff like that.
That's true. Could be.
They probably know some, like, wild stuff that we don't know.
Oh, for sure. Yet another reason to study up on my Korean.
There has to be people that, like, sees Namjoon on his bike riding up and down the Han River, or when he goes to, like, museums and stuff. Like, there has to be people that sees that, right?
Yeah. I was smiling because I saw a thing. You know that photo Namjoon recently posted on Instagram of, like, him and his squad under the bridge, and they're, like, walking away, and they were like, these guys look real tough or whatever, but you know they're all, like, headed to discuss art and, like, drink coffee. That was not the exact wording. I definitely paraphrased, but, like, whole squad rolling up, looking, like, tough in their streetwear or whatever, and then they're just, like, spritzing their bonsais when they get home or something.
So, are there other men that are, like, written by women, and they're all his friends?
What squad is that? It's too powerful. Like, they're, what's the equivalent of, like, girl bossing too close to the sun? Because it's, like, one squad that's, like, I guess that's not, like, the best comparison, because that's kind of negative, but they're just too powerful. Like, don't look directly at them.
Seems too good to be true.
Yeah. I had never seen two pretty best friends. Like, I've never seen four friends written by women. Like, Speaking of, props to, this is not only tangentially related, I guess, but other things I admire, props to, like, June and Hobie for voting.
Oh yeah. That was cute that they shared that. Yeah. Is, like, the outcome of the election out? Not like I tried to look and see.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked.
Oh, maybe they just voted early? It says the election's on Wednesday.
Mm. You had raised the government. Maybe they were, and I don't know if they have early voting in Korea, or, like, maybe it was a celeb thing, because as you pointed out, like, again, you just see Namjoon or see Hobie at the polling station, like, waiting in line. Like, how would that work? Like, that would be really a high pressure. I mean, I don't know what the culture is in Korea, but in the U.S., like, in theory, it's, like, a private thing, you know? Like, people aren't even really supposed to, like, go in the booth with you, you know? To show you how to use the machine and dip.
Yeah, I will have to check this out. This election is quite interesting, as we were reading up on.
Oh yeah. We were spiraling hardcore one day and, like, reading about all the, like, different candidates and their different scandals, and it's like, choose the least messy option and go. Which is, like, that's not disparaging of Korea, because it's the exact same here. It's just like,
yep.
Yeah, it's wild. Also, like, okay, circling back to Yoongi's V-Live, he must not move when he sleeps, like, sleeping next to his tiny dog. Like, if my dog slept in bed with me, he would definitely get crushed, because I'm, like, rolling all around, I think. He's just, like, out and not squishing Holly.
Like, maybe Holly sleeps on, like, his head or something. Like, at the top of the pillow.
I did have the thought, it's interesting that, like, no members of Bangtan have cats. Have you thought about that? In line with my random surgery thoughts, I was like, all members of Bangtan have dogs.
Jimin's, like, the only one that even, like, mentions cats like that. Like, everyone associates Yoongi, like, as a cat. But, like, I don't really hear him talking about cats a lot. But, like, Jimin seems to be, like, he likes dogs and he likes cats. But he has neither.
Jimin just seems to love animals. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We're all dog people. That is very interesting.
I feel like a lot of fans are, like, cat people. I don't know. I see a lot of, like, cats on my Twitter timeline, but that could just be me.
No, I'd probably agree with you.
But it's just interesting.
Maybe they have allergies. Maybe Yoongi has, like, allergies. With his hypoallergenic dog.
Add it to our future things to ask Bangtan.
So do any of you have pet allergies?
Cats, yes or no? Where do your dogs go when you're busy? We would literally be the most, like, I don't know if invasive, but just, like, random.
Just random, and it's, like, just nosy as hell.
Yeah, exactly. Not invasive even in, like, an offensive way, because, like, why would you be offended if you like cats or not, right? But
right.
Just, like, they'd be like, why do you need to know?
Exactly. Tell me about your allergies.
Possibly invasive. Yeah. I know we talked about this, so I won't, like, launch into it. But again, I was, like, short-circuiting meeting Eric Nam, so the idea of even, like, interviewing BTS is causing, like, the, like, window stop sound, like, 404 page not found. Like,
we have to try. I don't
think I'd be functional.
They're, like, next round of promos. We gotta give it a shot. The worst that could happen is someone says no.
I just don't know.
I
don't want to be cringe in front of them.
I'm clenching at the thought, but, like, I just feel like we should try. Look, I know we were like, if we interview BTS, like, we're done, like, we've reached, like, the highest peak. But honestly, I feel like we have to interview Bang PD and then we can rap. Like, we call it a rap. Like, that would be, like, the ultimate dream.
And the only way to start it is, like, ayo, Girls With Fun represents to you. First ever Bomb PD interview.
Oh my god.
Maybe we wear like those really weird sunglasses that he had. Okay, we can't just troll Bon PD, like, please.
No.
I'm like, haha, I have so many funny ideas. Meanwhile, like, successful billionaire.
I'm just like, I want to interview so many people at Hive. Like, their choreographer. Or, like, P-Dog and Slow Rabbit. Adora would have been great, but she left.
But I think she's, like, setting out on her own. That would be, like, a good person to interview. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, she's early enough on.
Yeah.
But she may want to promote herself and not talk about, like, her work as a producer back in the day.
Maybe a bit of both.
Yeah.
I'd be fine with both.
Here's the thing. Like, does Adora speak English? Because we sure as heck... Or at least I... I'll speak for myself. I don't speak enough Korean to conduct an interview and translate.
This is when we probably could do like kind of like an NPR situation where it's like us asking the questions and they send it back and we just like edit it so it sounds like a conversation. And like there's someone translating. Kind of like, you know, in 60 Minutes when they have someone like,
yeah.
Like not... someone that's not speaking English and there's someone talking over them, which is awful, but I don't know. Or this is when we start our Girls with Fun blog.
Yeah. Written answers. Yeah.
Endless possibilities here.
I was just gonna say it could take this any number of ways. Any number of directions, I should say. Do you have anything else you want to talk about today?
I don't think so. I think we're good.
I was worried that we wouldn't have enough, but we always find something to talk about.
We do. We do. Somehow, we do.
Anyway, thank you for joining us for another week of Girls with Fun, and we will see you next time.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.